Hearing the first chapter of John's Gospel this morning, you could be forgiven that you must have stepped on the head of a snake in some strange liturgical game of snakes and ladders and had to go all the way back to Christmas. But of course, the doctrine of the Incarnation is not only for Christmas, and the pairing of this passage with Proverbs 8 brings it into a different perspective. Here, we are able to make the connection between the divine wisdom, the Word that was with God from the beginning, and the one we know as Jesus Christ. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. And what is offered to us here, and what is usually ignored in Christmas sermons on this passage, is something truly amazing. To all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. Children of God, that is what we are in Jesus. We are brought into the relationships of delight that are in the Trinity, that are the Trinity. We share in the delight of God. We delight in God, God delights in us, and together we delight in the wonder of God's creation. Lent is fast approaching, a time of self-examination, a time of repentance, a time of fasting, a time of self-discipline, a time of growing focus on the cross. Not things we would usually identify with delight. We might think of Lent as being rather a grim season. But as Lent approaches, and especially when Lent has actually arrived, I want you to keep delight at the forefront of your minds. Yes, Lent is about delight. Our disciplines of repentance, of abstinence, of fasting, these are not a grim exercise in self-punishment. They are an exercise in delight. They are disciplines which, through the grace of God, can lead us away from our complexity, away from our sophistication, away from our ingratitude for the ordinary wonders of life, and into the simplicity of the divine delight. And our contemplation of the cross is not a grim exercise in guilt-inducing and misery. It is a contemplation of the love of God. It is a contemplation of the wonder of our redemption. It is a contemplation of our reconciliation. It is a contemplation of that victory which has freed us from our sins of ingratitude, our sins of possession and use and abuse, which separate us from the place for which God has always intended us, in the midst of that mutual delight that exists within the Godhead and between God and creation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.